Late that evening, Jack steps down into the smoke-filled cellar known as Lucky Pierre's. As Jack enters, Mojo is just finishing a number.
So, how's it going?
Oh, it's a good crowd tonight.
Yeah. Mojo, how do you deal with all this smoke?
Let's step outside. I need to do some heavy breathing.
Whew. It's still hot out here.
Oh, yeah. Something big is building up out there.
Do they have tornadoes?
In the city? It would take an awful lot to shake these buildings.
Oh, by the way, Dominique and I met with the mysterious Madame Whoever.
How did it go?
Dominique was great. She may have actually succeeded in getting something out of her, but then I heard that accordion again. I wanted to find it, but she insisted upon coming with me.
You didn't find you?
No, and we got drenched. But later, when I was walking back to my hotel, there he was, standing out on the sidewalk, perfectly dry.
So you think he was playing from the other side?
You mean standing somewhere that's dry, like next door to reality? You know, that occurred to me.
Did you talk to him?
Well, he called out to me. He called me Cul-de-sac Jack.
I guess he's heard about you.
He even knew that I called her Madame Chow.
They're probably old friends.
He wouldn't tell me her name. He told me his name, Jacques.
Jacques and Jack.
Yeah, he thought it was funny, too.
So what did you find out?
Mojo, no one ever tells me anything.
I told you.
What?
They're handing you stuff. But you let it drop. You don't pick it up.
There wasn't anything to pick up.
That accordion man, he as much as admitted that he and Madame Chow know about that other place.
Well, yeah.
He knows that you're trying to get in there and why you're doing it. Do you feel he's going to stop you?
No, but he's sure not going to help.
You're on your own. She told you that.
I know.
It's like enlightenment. You know what I mean?
No.
The teacher can't do it for you.
So?
You know what you got to do.
Well, as the good Madam Whatever said, patience is the key to paradise.
There you go.
Go where?
Maybe that's the point.
What?
Man, do you realize what you can accomplish with patience? I mean, that's the ultimate cool state of being.
Yeah.
You master patience, and that's achieving a state of grace. The whole world will stop and change just for you.
Look, I'll be cool.
My break's over. I gotta go back in.
I just can't take any more of that smoke, Mojo.
I hear you. Catch you later. Salute.
Same to you. So, no Dominique. Uh-oh. More rain. I may as well get back to the hotel. I notice the mist is sneaking back in again. Oh, this storm is about to break. I should be able to reach the hotel before... Is that her? What is she doing out here at this time of night? And in this storm?
Meanwhile, back at Lucky Pierre's.
Salut, Mojo.
Dominique, how you doing?
It's gonna rain.
I was just out there. It was feeling pretty heavy.
Is Jack here?
He just left about a minute ago.
To his hotel?
Well, that's what he said. You can still catch him.
Why bother?
Well, he's getting set in his ways. It'll do him some good to stay up all night every now and then. Go get him. Bring him back.
Okay, Mojo. See you later.
Oh, yeah.
As Dominique steps onto the street, there's a terrific flash of lightning that seems to light up the whole city. Up the street, she can see Jack's white suit shimmering in the flashes of lightning. She hurries after him, but Jack has picked up his pace. In fact, it was the same flash that Dominique saw that revealed the mysterious Madame Claudine standing in the middle of the street as though waiting for Jack.
Does she see me?
He's about to call her when, once again under the rumbling thunder, he hears that familiar sound. There's yet another flash of lightning, followed by a deafening crash of thunder.
Holy smokes!
But in that flash of brilliant white light, Jack suddenly sees the city. There it is, shining bright as day, and in that brief moment, he sees the mysterious madam casually strolling up the street in the full light of the sun. And then, the image is gone. It's dark again. The rain comes pelting down.
Jack! Jack!
He doesn't seem to hear the voice calling to him. Perhaps his ears are still ringing from the thunder. Or perhaps he's too occupied as he steps into the middle of the street to stand in the exact same spot where he saw Madame Claudine when she stood there watching him. He stops. He patiently waits.
What is he doing? He's so stupid. Jack! You idiot!
There's another blinding flash. Jack is gone. The rain is slamming down, but Dominique stands there, shivering, sobbing, and cursing.
Tu es parti sans moi, seul, con. Bastard!
Jack is still standing in Rue St. Paul. He is still in old Montreal, but it's not quite the same. He's no longer standing in the pouring rain in the middle of the night. It's midday. The sun is shining. Jack feels rather foolish standing there, dripping water as the perfectly dry inhabitants of this strange city walk by, but no one seems to notice him. And once again, he feels as though he's walking on the bottom of the ocean. Each step is in slow motion as he makes his way up the street toward Renee's apartment.
This is awfully familiar.
It's the Café Napoli, except it's not quite the same.
That's her. That's Renee.
In fact, she is sitting in exactly the same spot where the mysterious madam always sat. Jack is amazed. The coincidence is just a bit much. But Jack doesn't have time to ponder this because Renee stands up. She's about to leave.
Renee?
She stops.
Can you see me?
She cocks her head and listens. Is she watching him out of the corner of her eye?
Renee, can you understand me? Oh, God, I feel like an American tourist who goes around yelling, "Do you speak English?"
Of course I speak English.
Oh, you can understand me.
Can you understand me?
Barely.
What do you want?
Well, Dominique sent me to find you.
Ah, of course.
She wants to know if you're all right.
Tell her I am happier than ever. Tell her I send my love.
Can you tell me, how did you get here?
Probably the same as you.
But how are you able to stay here?
We all find our own way.
How did you do it?
What? You're becoming fuzzy.
There's a young girl. Her name is Isabel. We think she came here.
When?
Yesterday.
Isabel?
Yes. Isabel Chabrol.
Sorry.
You don't know? Is that what you're saying?
I don't understand.
Oh, God, I'm losing it. Renee, can you hear me?
I don't understand.
If you see Isabel, tell her her father needs her. Can you...
And once again, Jack is standing in the pouring rain. But he's not alone. Waiting for him is...
You son of a bitch!
What?
You went in without me!
Not now, okay?
Not now.
You are so impossible.
So?
So we're both getting drenched. Again.
I don't care.
I know, but someone has to look after you. Come on, my hotel's right down the street, but let's get into something dry.
Like a martini?
I meant clothes, but why not?
A soggy Jack and the ever-impossible Dominique squish across the lobby of Jack's hotel, up the steps and down the hallway to his room, where Jack finds a baggy shirt and baggy pants for Dominique to change into. When she steps out of the bathroom...
How do I look? Like Charlie Chaplin?
You look just fine. You want to go downstairs to get a drink?
I'm not staying up here with you.
I won't bite.
But I will.
It's now 4 in the morning. Mojo has joined them in the bar.
So, Renee seems quite happy being over there. But she didn't know anything about Isabel.
Huh. Renee didn't tell you how she's able to stay in there, did she?
No, at that point, I was losing it. She couldn't understand me, or maybe she pretended she didn't. I'm not sure.
We must find Isabel.
I know.
We have to go back, Jack.
Oh, come on, let's talk about it tomorrow, okay?
You know that Madame Chow, she opened it up for you.
Yes, I know that.
What?
Well, she waited for me, and then boom, I was in.
But that may be the last time.
Why?
I don't think she'll do that again.
Why not?
She may not be allowed to.
Jack, we'll ask her.
Jack may not see her again.
How do you know?
I've got this feeling.
Yeah, and I'm afraid he's right.
So that's it? You quit?
Dominique, look at Jack. He's fading right in front of us. He's exhausted.
Oh, gang, I am so sorry, but I'm going to fall asleep right here. I'll see you tomorrow, okay?
Good night, Jack.
Good night.
Ciao.
Whatever.
You want me to walk you home?
I'm okay.
You know, Jack did all he could.
I know.
So, be nice to him.
Okay.
You sure?
Yes.
Promise?
Yes. And?
What?
From now on...
Yeah?
I'll be nice even to you.
You don't have to go that far.
Well, you'll see.
Well, looks like it's still raining.
I don't mind.
You don't want to get wet again?
It's okay. I'm wearing Jack's clothes.
The next day, as Jack is sitting alone down by the harbor soaking up the late summer sun, his cell phone rings.
Speak.
Squeak?
Dominique?
Hey, Isabel is back.
Really?
I spoke to her this morning. She said she saw Renee.
And?
Renee tried to tell Isabel about her father. But then your friend showed up.
Oh, you mean Madame Chow, or Madame Claudine, Madame whoever the heck she is, or was.
Mm-hmm. She brought Isabel back.
And how does Isabel feel about this?
Disappointed. But she was told that one day she'll return.
Oh.
Are you coming by the shop?
Well, sure, why not?
We'll all have lunch together.
Okay, with Mojo. I'll give him a call.
He's here. He has something he wants to say to you. Salut, Jack.
And salute to you, too.
Hey, Jack.
Mojo. Well, looks like my work is done here.
Just one more thing.
Yes, Mojo?
I want you to think about this.
Shoot.
You know that woman and the blind musician, they work together.
I knew that.
They work together to draw seers, people of vision, into the other world.
Maybe.
It's like the accordion thins the membrane between the two cities, and the seers see the other world and walk in. Then
Ah, but they brought Isabel back.
Oh, yeah. That Madame Claudine, she returned to Isabel because you were getting too close to the whole truth.
I'm not so sure about that.
You think about that. See you later. Ciao.
I wonder.
Next week, we'll continue with Traveling Jack, a new Jack Flanders adventure, this time set in New Orleans.